Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, that the middle wall of separation has come down to form the one new man, getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar in Zion, the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, Richard Sigman, I'm interviewing him at his home in Unionville, Missouri. And on October 17th, 1974, Richard was involved in an auto accident in which he died. Richard, tell me briefly, when they pulled you out of the car, what was wrong with you? What damage had you done?
I was told that nearly every bone in my body was broken. My neck was broken, both arms. My back was broken. I was told I had two ribs through my heart that had come out of my chest. My left wrist was broken, and a bone protruded through my watch and stopped it. So that's when they knew what time it was. And I guess I was just a mess.
Now, did you die on the way to the hospital, or did you die instantly? How did that happen?
They said I must have died instantly. There was no oncoming vehicle. There was no vehicle behind me. They said it was as though someone had clapped their hands and my van was in the middle of it.
Mm. Now, in the hospital with, I assume, was there a sheet over you?
Yes, there was.
Okay. And, well, I'm getting ahead of the story because I'm so excited about this, but I can't do it. You literally were dead, medically speaking, for 8 hours. Tell me your first remembrance of leaving your body.
Well, the first thing that I remember was I was going through a veil, a thick veil, that most tasted like honey, and as I was going through it, it was going through me. Now, I have no words to explain it. I can't tell you. I can only tell you what I saw and what I witnessed. I was going through it as it was going through me, propelled by some unseen force, drawn through it, and I felt so wonderful. I was at great peace. And at first, I didn't know what happened, but instantly, as I neared the edge, evidently of the veil, I heard voices from the other side and singing and the sound of people praising God. And I heard someone say, "Here he is. He's about here." And I come through this veil, and I stood in a beautiful garden, a garden that would take years to tell you all of the wonderful things that were going on.
You know, many years ago, I interviewed a medical doctor by the name of Dr. Richard Eby, and I became close friends of his. And outside of his, because he was a medical doctor, he just remembered things in such detail of heaven. Mm-hmm. But since he's in heaven right now. But since that time, I have not met anyone that has such a detailed description of what they saw in heaven. So you saw this magnificent garden, and then what?
Well, I stood about a foot inside the veil into the garden, and I noticed I was dressed in a beautiful robe from head to foot. I call it a robe. It was the garment, the dress of heaven. It had a waistband, and on either side of me there were two gigantic angels. I knew instantly what they were, and I looked around the garden, and I said, "I must be in heaven." And a voice spoke to me and said, "You are. You have an appointment with God. It's your destiny." And I looked around for that voice, and I felt a hand touch me on the back of my left shoulder. It was someone's right hand on my left shoulder, and I could not turn around to see who it was, but I knew the voice. The word tells us that his sheep know his voice. And I looked around the garden because I felt such peace. And there were people everywhere talking and singing and praising God. Groups of people standing in front of the veil waiting for somebody to come through.
So it was sort of like a welcoming committee.
It was. It was a very great place. That's what was happening. The veil stretched on us, in my words, for miles either direction from where I was standing. And there were thousands of groups of people waiting for someone to come through the veil. Yes, sir, it was a...
Now, did you see anyone at that time that you knew?
Yes, I did. I saw some people in the welcoming area that I had ministered to in the past in different churches that I knew that had died and gone on to glory. And I had seen them, and they would wave, but I wasn't allowed to talk to them. I saw ministers that I had worked with that had died. And I saw them later on in the experience. People that serve God here, that love God, be it Jew or Gentile, when you go to heaven, you're part of a great family.
Tell me about babies. Did you see babies? And tell me your experience.
The most fantastic experience happened right there at that veil. There was a woman holding a small baby, and it struck me right away, this is heaven. Nobody has babies here. And then I thought, oh, I'm thinking with my earthly mind. I saw that little baby about 2 years old or less in our way of thinking speak with a very plain voice, a falsetto small voice, you know, as a child would speak. And said, my mommy is coming, my mommy is coming. Jesus said I could remain a small child until my mommy came to get me if I wanted to. And then I looked to my right, and there was coming through that veil was an old, wrinkled up woman that looked like she was in her 90s and oh, so frail. And she came through the veil, and instantly, when she touched that atmosphere, instantly she became young and youthful. And beautiful, and that little baby just flew into her arms. It was her child.
Hmm.
She got to raise her child in heaven as though she would have here on earth.
You know, as I read your book and these amazing, it was 8 hours that you had this tour of heaven. One of the things that was very, very intriguing to me was the books that recorded everything we said and even thought. Tell me about those. What were those books, and tell me about them?
I was taken to the Archives of Heaven, a very large building that was miles tall, miles wide, and miles deep, as we know time and distance. But in heaven, everything is big. Inside of this building, there were layers of shelves of books that went up, I do not know how tall, but there was angels stationed all around these books. And I was taken in a doorway, into an archway, into this building, turned the corner to my right, and went down an aisle, and there was an angel, a large angel, standing there that reached up on a shelf about shoulder level to me and pulled a book out of it that was about 15 feet square and about 10 feet thick, held it with one hand. It must have weighed tons, and opened the book, and it was about a third of the way through the book. He opened a page, and I looked at the page, and it was a picture of me in heaven standing, looking at an angel holding the book that had it open. I was seeing in the book what was going on in heaven.
So everything of all eternity is in that book about you, about past, present, and future?
Everything past, present, and future that is under the blood of Jesus is there.
Now, what about, but you actually said the angels record our thoughts?
Our thoughts are recorded.
That to me was mind-blowing.
I saw an angel, Brother Sid, a huge angel that had a golden book and had it opened with a quill-like instrument that was about 6 feet long, and he was looking and writing all the time, looking and writing. And I asked this angel that was with me, what is he? What is he doing? He said, angels record everything that is said, done, and even your thoughts in your earth life. Even your thoughts are recorded.
Mm.
That's why it's important to keep a pure mind.
I guess that's another reason why it's important to guard what you watch on television or look on the internet. How's the devil use those things when you're watching sexual explicit things or New Age things?
Well, we all know that the Bible says that the eye is the window gate of the soul. Spirits enter your mind, thoughts enter your mind through what you are watching. You must guard the window gate of your soul to guard your spirit, to protect the anointing of God that's within you.
You know, in your book you talk about in heaven, the people that are there don't have the soul wounds that they had on earth. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we didn't have these soul wounds on earth? That's probably why most of us, why most of us have problems being one.
Yes, when you get to heaven, there's no such thing as a wounded soul. You are in absolute tranquility, absolute peace. There is no bad thoughts. The only thing that you have is a desire to worship God and be a blessing to somebody else. Here on earth, we have woundings. But in heaven, we have blessings.
Well, Mishpocha, the reason that Richard Sigmund died for 8 hours and then came back to life, medically verified, newspaper articles of this, is to put in a book so that heaven would become more real to you than earth. Some of his experiences will revolutionize the way you pray, the way you think. Most people give money for earthly benefit. They don't understand about storing treasures in heaven. For a donation of $14, A Place Called Heaven, call or write today. A Place Called Heaven. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha, or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape, or CD, of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.